10. Auto insurance and claims.
汽车保险与理赔。
2. Buying auto insurance. Jackie wants to buy insurance for her car, but she doesn't know anything about the coverage. A crashed insurance clerk is giving her some advice. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks. Hello, crashed insurance.
Hi, I want to get a quote for car insurance.
Sure, I can help you with that. I assume you want liability insurance, but what other coverage would you like to get?
I'm not sure. This is my first car.
In that case, let me make a few suggestions. You'll definitely want collision insurance. It pays to fix your car if you hit another car or run into something.
Okay, I want that.
You'll also want comprehensive insurance.It pays for damage to your car.
How's it different from collision insurance?
Well, it pays for damage to your car that's not a result of an accident, such as in the case of theft, weather damage, or vandalism.
Okay, I want that too.
3. The cheapest coverage. Listen to a joke about purchasing car insurance and complete the note with the information you hear.
A man wanted to buy some insurance for his car.So he went to the insurance company and asked for the list of coverage. First, there was anti-fire, which had a $200 premium. Then there was anti-theft, which had a $150 premium. At the end, he noticed that there was an anti-fire and anti-theft policy for only $50. So he asked the receptionist, "Why do you price the policy for two problems at less than that for one problem?" The receptionist replied, "It's simple, sir, because nobody steals a burnt car."
5. The cost of auto insurance. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
An insurance premium is the actual amount of money charged by insurance companies for active coverage. An insurance premium for the same service can vary widely among insurance providers.The cost of an insurance premium is largely based on statistics, not necessarily on individual habits or history. Age and gender. A 22-year-old male seeking car insurance for a sports car can often anticipate a higher insurance premium than a 45-year-old woman driving a mid-sized sedan. Both may have excellent driving records.But the insurance company considers a younger driver in a faster car to be more at risk for accidents. Therefore, the insurance premium quotes will be noticeably different. In general, a more expensive or faster racing car will cost more to insure, simply because owners of those vehicles tend to drive faster. Marital status. Statistically, married couples have fewer accidents than singles,and generally pay lower rates. Vehicle type. Generally, the more expensive your vehicle, the more you will pay for comprehensive and collision coverages. Also, because sports cars and high-performance cars are involved in more accidents, cost more to repair, and are stolen more often, they cost more to insure. 6. 7 steps to file your car insurance claim.Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Having a car accident can be one of life's least enjoyable moments. However, using the following 7 steps to file your claim will help you get over this speed bump as smoothly as possible. Step 1. Understand your policy. Before a loss, sit down and carefully read your insurance policy.Call your agent or company if you have any questions about what is or is not covered. Step 2. Exchange information. If you are involved in an accident, get the other driver's name, address, phone number, insurance carrier, and insurer's phone number. Be prepared to give the same information about yourself to the other driver. Step 3. Identify witnesses.Ask witnesses to the accident for their names and phone numbers in case their account of the accident is needed. Step 4. File an accident report. Contact local law enforcement officers to have an accident report prepared. Step 5. Notify your insurer. Contact your insurance company about the accident as soon as possible and make sure that you file a complete claim. An insurance adjuster will review the accident report to determine who caused the accident. Step 6. Do not release insurers too early. Do not relieve your insurance company of its responsibility until the damages are settled to your satisfaction. Step 7. Repair your car. Check all repairs at the auto shop and also when you've returned home to make sure that you're satisfied with the work. Get an official receipt from the repair shop that details all the work they completed. Make sure that your insurance company agrees to pay for all repairs before you have the work completed. And that is it. While filing a claim is certainly no fun, following these 7 steps will make the process easy. Vocabulary, new words.
Insurance.
Coverage.
Compensate.
Policy holder.
Property.
Liability.
Compulsory.
Assume.
Comprehensive.
Vandalism.
Policy.
Premium.
Receptionist.
Broker.
Vary.
Provider.
Statistics.
Individual.
Gender.
Anticipate.
Marital.
Status.
Statistically.
Claim.
Bump.
Identify.
Witness.
Enforcement.
Notify.
Adjuster.
Review.
Release.
Receipt.
Quotation.
Occupation.